And if you usually went to bed at 10 o'clock and you stayed up one night until 1, by 1 o'clock you'd be feeling pretty
tired, sleepy.
And you say at 6 o'clock in the morning,
get up.
Or
feel better.
When you open your eyes, you say,
awake.
Okay. And you say, he's still sleeping, you better go.
And wake him up.
And if you've got someone some medicine and you went in to see and the medicine was still by their bed, you ask,
why haven't you taken your medicine?
And the person would say, well, an hour ago I
took some medicine.
And in another hour
I will take some more.
And you say, a bee stung me in my hand.
My hand's swole.
Okay, and it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And say, someone who can't hear anything at all would be completely
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweat.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a
Sore that comes to the head.
Yeah, that you get maybe on your arm, it comes or anywhere. It's got
boil.
A
boil.
Okay. What's the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
What about in a blister, the stuff that comes out?
Water.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth over it, and
mm-hmm.
It's got to be cut out or burned out. You call that?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever hear proud flesh?
Mm-mm.
And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings, you could put on it.
Iodine.
And what's a real bitter medicine people used to take? They take it for fever. It's real bitter.
That's, I was going to say paregoric, but it's not. It's,
what would they take for malaria?
Quinine.
Okay. Did you ever have to take that?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
For what? Fever? Or
quinine for malaria. I had malaria one time.
When did you get malaria?
When I was about 8 or 9 years old. Everybody here used to have malaria.
That can recur, can it?
Well, some types can, depending on what kind you have. Just about everybody around here used to have malaria. And all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't know of a child that grew up without having malaria.
How come people don't get it now?
Because well, they've killed all the mosquitoes.
But there's no way of preventing it besides just killing the mosquitoes. Is that
well, that's the only way you get it. It's from mosquitoes.
Say if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any other ways of saying died?
No.
What about a joking way of saying that?
Or passed away?
How does that sound?
That sounds like you're skirting the issue. Like you don't want to face reality.
What about just a crude way of saying that? But you wouldn't. Did you ever say kick?
Kick the bucket.
Okay. How does that mm-hmm. sound?
Well, that's just a crude way that you'd maybe say about somebody you didn't know.
And you'd say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from.
In a place where people are buried.
The graveyard.
Any other names for that?
Cemetery.
What's the difference?
None.
And what they put the body in?
Coffin.
Any other name for that?
Tomb.